on campus
and online.
Check it out.
This is URN.
We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a party.
Hey, and welcome. This is the B-Side, your weekly podcast for alternative music, brought to you by URN. My name is Will, and I'm going to be your host for tonight. I thought for the next few shows, I'd do a kind of introduction to the history of alternative music from the 1960s to the present day. This show is going to be all about the 1960s and the importance of today's music. And to start it off, I'm going to play a track by The Small Faces. They're not a very well-known band, but they've got a massive influence on today's music. They're at their peak in the mid-60s, and they were pioneers of both the mod culture and psychedelic rock. This track is called What You Gonna Do About It. Even though it's been about 50 years, you can still hear part of the Small Faces' music in the songs of today. The upbeat strumming pattern on the acoustic guitar, along with the trippy psychedelic undertones that were heard on that last track, can also be heard on Keep in the Dark by Temples, that was released in 2014 from their debut album, Sunstructures. The track was placed on Q Magazine's Top Tracks of 2014, so it's sure to be a good one.
Turn off your light and step into the dark. Sweep away like shine clear into earth. Save your face and keep your hands firmly pressed into the earth. Feel relief when night time eventually comes. Talk of all the dreams you surely have won. Mind your head and keep your hands firmly pressed into the earth.
Now, I could easily talk about the Beatles and their influence on this show, it being the 60s and them being the biggest act of the time and all, but in an attempt to be slightly different, I'm going to try and tell you about the Rolling Stones. So much of their music has been artistically loaned to other tracks since the 60s, and I'll try and show you which parts with the next two songs. This is Monkey Man from the Stones' 1969 album, Let It Bleed.
I am just a monkey man, I'm glad you are a monkey.
Keith Richards' guitar work can be heard in tons of tracks, but Mick Jagger's moaning falsetto vocals can also be heard in lots of modern stuff too. Listen out for Keith Richards' style guitar and Mick Jagger's style singing in this next track. This is Oh Yeah by Foxygen, from their album with the unnecessarily long name, We Are the 21st Century Ambassadors of Peace and Magic. The last 60s tune I'm going to play for you today is Run 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 by the Velvet Underground. It uses simple chord changes, a trademark of the band, and a trademark of Lou Reed after he continued with his solo career. It incorporates a powerful bass-heavy riff, and lots of small erratic lead guitar solos throughout the song.
Mm-hmm.
Sage Mary said, Uncle Dave, I saw my soul must be saved. Gonna take a walk down Union Square. You never know who you're gonna find there. You gotta run, 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 run. Take the dragon too. Run, 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 run. Jim's the death of you. Hey, what to do?
That was one of the heaviest tracks off the band's first album, The Velvet Underground and Nico. The album itself is regarded as one of the 60s greatest underground classics and is incredibly popular today. Its popularity is probably the reason you hear it so much in today's music. Tracks such as Elephant by Tame Impala give off exactly the same vibe as that original Velvet Underground song. I'm going to play the full track as I sign off tonight. But I'll be back next week with more alternative songs and bringing you a history of how the 70s influenced today's alternative music. Thanks for listening, everybody.
This is URN.